Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and here with a recap is Town Planner and Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How was the meeting? Back into action.
Yes, well, because we haven't had one for a while, it was a very long one, as expected.
Okay,
we like to take as much of a break in August as we can.
Right.
So we had, can you hear me okay, Tony?
Yeah, you're fine now. You were a little breaking
up
before.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was just a little worried about that.
Yep.
So we started off the meeting with a couple of pre-applications, as we like to do. And the first one was 133 East Putnam Avenue. That's in Koskob. It was the subject of a historic overlay application several years ago, and one of the conditions in that approval was that any change would have to go to the commission through a series of the happenings that are too long to get into, but the made changes to the windows without going back to the commission. So that was now discovered, and they are back before the commission trying to resolve this issue. The commission wants it to go back to the original. The applicant wants it to go to the existing as of, you know, a month ago. And so the commission would like to work with the applicant to have some sort of compromise. So they were sent away to sort that out and come up with some ideas as to how we can resolve this and keep the historic overlay intact. And then we moved to an assisted living facility at 1165 King Street. That's Greenwich Woods. They are considering changing that to an affordable housing project, a four-story. That particular site uses New York's sewer system. So there's a question about what would happen with respect to public health and safety issues should that deal with New York cease, and then they would be dependent on a septic system, and how would that work with that many units, and issues about fire and whether this is appropriate place for affordable housing and that kind of thing were some of the comments that were raised on that one. Then the Brunswick School at the downtown campus, as opposed to the one on King Street, would like to make an addition to the current building. That was, I think, pretty well received. So just some general comments there for the applicant to work on before they come back. And then lastly, a restaurant at 85 East Putnam Avenue. That's the drive-through People's Bank currently in Koskob, and they're looking to do a 1,700-square-foot restaurant coffee shop. That's called Gregory's Coffee, if someone's heard of that one. Apparently, it's a chain. Then we moved into the regular meeting, and we started with a subdivision at 89 Indian Field Road. There were some issues there, mostly having to do with easements and sidewalks and DPW and whatnot, so that was left open. Then we looked at a request. This is kind of a little complicated one, actually. There's an adverse possession claim on a conservation land, and there's a solution proposed that was not acceptable to conservation, but there were some legal issues. This is at 41 Sheep Hill Road, so that was left open so that we could resolve, you know, the legal issues of an adverse possession claim and on a conservation land. So that's an interesting one. Then we moved into the public hearing, and we started with a site plan and special permit for an affordable housing project that was proposed as 6 residential units, 2 of which would be affordable. This is at 171 Hamilton Avenue, and this was left open. There's some questions there about it being a mixed use, considering that state statutes talk about affordable housing projects as all residential. So the commission seems to be okay with it as long as the underlying commercial space complies with the zoning regulations. But there's some more information that's needed on that one before it can go forward. So that was left open. Then we moved to a zoning text amendment for assisted living, and the associated zoning map amendment and site plan, which was submitted as a preliminary as opposed to a final. This is on a property at Old Track Road. The proposal is to allow a building up to 0.75 FAR, which is generally where the commission feels comfortable capping all large buildings in town. But the proposal in this instance is to go up to 0.9. The commission has done that previously with below market rate units. And that is the one exception other than the hospital who gets the larger FAR. And so the question is this a use that would warrant that? And the commission's been grappling with it and asked the applicant to come back with some more information on that point. As a result, there wasn't much point in getting too much into the site plan part of the project until we can get the rezoning part of it done. So that all of those applications were left open also. And then we moved to a veterinary emergency group. This is a site plan at 409 East Putnam Avenue, looking to do a veterinary hospital. And that one was moved forward and approved. So that's good. Got that off of the docket. And similarly, a final re-subdivision at 7 Dempsey Lane. That was also approved, and that created two building lots. Then we moved to a final site plan at 1 Meadowcroft Lane. This was to add a sunroom addition, but it had to come in to us because it was over the 150,000 cubic feet in volume threshold, which triggers a special permit, and that one was also approved. We did not hear the application at 140 Indian Head or at 51 Mayo. Both of those were postponed by the applicant, which left the last item, 3 Greenfield Place, for a final site plan and special permit. This is another one of those larger buildings that met that residential threshold of 150,000 cubic feet. It triggered the special permit, and that one was approved and moved forward.
Okay. Was last night's meeting in Zoom, in person, or what, Katie?
It was in Zoom, and we are going to continue Zoom as long as we can. We have found that it is what generates the most amount of public participation, and I think it's desirable for people considering where we are with the pandemic and whatnot. I think that people feel safest this way. So as long as we can, we will be on Zoom,
okay.
It appears.
All right. How long was the meeting?
It started at 5 and it ended at 11.
Oh my goodness! Oh
yes, okay. Yes, and we started to take a small break at 7:15, but that's it. So it's quite the marathon.
Oh gosh, six hours. The laptop must have been burning up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well. Yes.
Got to keep it plugged in. All right. When's the next meeting? And what's on the agenda?
The next meeting is on September 28th. I think it'll be another relatively full meeting. We do have a project at 270 Lake Avenue. That's what most people know as Carmel Academy. And the Chabad of Greenwich has been using that site as they have a preschool function over there, and they are requesting to change some of the conditions that were originally imposed upon that property years ago when Carmel wanted to use it as an institutional use. And that would include things like allowing first grade to ninth grade, and they would like to add the preschool component. There's also a couple of other things about busing and transportation of students into the site that they'd like to amend. So we'll have that on the 28th. And then other than that, it's a couple of big houses and reapprovals of projects. I'm thinking of 9 to 11 South Water Street. That was one that has a slight revision to it. It's effectively the same project. And so that kind of rounds out that meeting.
All right, fantastic. Katie, as always, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great day, and talk to you next month.
Or, wonderful.
Later
this month.
Exactly. All right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, last night's Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.